the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Mary kept all these things and treasured them in her heart. So St. Luke tells us after the shepherds had left the manger. And then these three with their camels, their splendid clothes and expensive gifts. Poor Mary, her mind must have been in a whirl ever since the angel had come to call the previous March. And as for Joseph, well, he had got quite a lot to cope with as well. I wonder, can anyone tell me what is the special thing we have to eat to remember the three kings? What can you find in meat roasters now? The three kings cake, yes, like really smooth, yes. And there's something hidden in one of those. Can you find in one of them? The king, well, yes. And who is the king that you find in that one? Mystery. Well, there's something to talk about. When you find that in the crumbs and in the rolls for three kings, you find Jesus, this little tiny figure reminds us of Jesus, who the wise men were looking for. And we're guided by the star. It's a way of reminding us that when we come to communion shortly, we too find Jesus hidden in the shape of bread, and we will share him amongst ourselves as the wise men shared their gifts with Jesus. Jesus hidden in the bread. In that way, he offers himself to us as a gift. This is my body given for you. And at baptism, the Holy Spirit, which moved over the waters of creation, also has gifts. Gifts of wisdom and knowledge. Gifts of kindness, patience, and self-control. And the Father graciously welcomes Olivia and Caitlin as his children, members of his family. By offering their gifts, the wise men are showing, acknowledging that they are in the presence of God, revealed to them in the form of a baby in the manger. This is not what they had expected when they came looking for a king. It is not what we expect. God is not where we expect to find him, and certainly not where the non-believing world expects to find him. God is revealed to us, he shows himself to us in the giving and receiving and sharing of gifts. Gifts that are precious and very valuable and costly, even more so than gold and frankincense and myrrh. For the gifts are lives offered in his service, and his own life offered and given for us, so that in our lives we may know him. It is a gift that brings us to our knees, but which also enables us to rise up. And in our words and our actions and our worship, to show the world that God is here amongst us. Amen.